USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the sake of all Americans, we must uphold the rule of law and defend the American dream for every child in our land. We must teach our children that America is the land of heroes.
President Trump making those comments in Wilmington, North Carolina. The president also declared Wilmington as the nation's first American World War II heritage city. White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC he's fairly optimistic that the United States will have a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year.
We have three now that are in phase three trials. At least a couple of them are more than half completely enrolled. So things are really right on target. As I've mentioned many times, and there's no reason for me to change this projection, I think we'll know by the end of this year, November or December.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will be in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He'll meet with Jacob Blake's father tomorrow when he visits Kenosha. Attorney General Bill Barr and President Trump were in Kenosha on Tuesday. On CNN, Barr was asked if he has a message for the Blake family.
My message to them would be what it would be to all Americans, which is in cases where it's possible or there's concern over excessive force, we have a process in this country to make that determination. And it involves initially the state looking at it and also the federal government. And we are investigating it. And that should follow due process and be fair to everybody, including the police officer. And violence is not appropriate. Our justice system has to respond to, you know, analysis, reasoned analysis, not mob violence.
The S&P and NASDAQ on Wednesday both set record highs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is tweeting about Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. The president criticizing Pelosi for leaked video that shows her having her hair done inside a San Francisco beauty parlor while not wearing a mask. Hair salons also have not been able to operate in San Francisco indoors because of the pandemic. Speaking on Wednesday, the Speaker of the House was asked about that salon visit.
And let me just say this. I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times, and that when they said what we're able to accommodate people one person at a time and that we can set up that time, I trusted that. As it turns out, it was a setup. I think that they that this salon owes me an apology.
On the same day Pelosi had her hair done, she went on MSNBC.
What further evidence does anyone need that this president didn't care less about the spread of this virus than to see what he did, vandalizing, by the way, the White House by bringing all those people there, no mask, no distancing, and the rest. He slapped science right in the face. And what a bad example that was.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.